Tone of voice is important when you are exploring, you know, how you're doing motivational interviewing, how you're interacting with clients. But so both verbal and nonverbal cues are really important. You know, so you can sometimes even by your own inflection disagree with somebody, even though you're asking a question. And if people aren't aware of that, they don't realize that that may be the tone of voice may be creating the resistance with the client. It brings me to an important aspect of motivational interviewing, because one of the differences about this approach is realizing that it is oftentimes the clinician, the helper, that creates the resistance. Forever and a day, we used to think, well, it's the client that's resistant. The client doesn't want to change. It's the client's problem. You know, they need help. They're sick. They're this, that, they're that. And when you get hip deep into motivational interviewing and really learn this skill, you start to realize, if you're getting feedback on yourself and really examining yourself, that we create a lot of the defensiveness. We create a lot of the resistance. By tone of voice, by preaching to people rather than listening, by prejudging them, all the things that we do in common normal conversation sometimes that we have then translated into our clinical world and our helping world. So that's one of the blessings of motivational interviewing, is that it helps the clinician really look at themselves, and it's purpose is to empower the client to make the changes. You're a vehicle. You're helping this client look at their thinking, look at their behavior, look at their goals and how their behavior is interfering with them reaching their goals, not my goals as a clinician, their goals as an individual. So it really respects the fact that change comes from the client, and that we are simply a vehicle to help that process move.